My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we heard this mysterious episode from the gospel of the day of the resurrection and what happened to these two disciples of Jesus who were leaving Jerusalem. And there's a number of details here which may not at first be apparent what was meant, but first of all, these disciples are leaving Jerusalem. And in the way that they interact with our Lord and in the comments they make, we understand that they were on the brink of losing the faith, or they had lost the faith. Not perhaps absolutely, but certainly they thought that they had been deceived and that all of their hopes had been dashed. And this is evident in the fact that they are leaving Jerusalem. Had they had hope, they wouldn't have been leaving to go back home. But it's quite probable that they thought everything was over. And that's why they're downcast. And Jesus comes to them, and they don't recognize him. Jesus is now glorified, and yet he chooses not to make himself revealed to them because they're not ready to receive him. He wants them to come to believe again before he appears to them. Otherwise, there's the risk that they won't even accept what they see, but perhaps chalk it all up to fantasy, to a phantasm, to a ghost. So he goes along with them, asks them what they're talking about, and listens to their story, and then he reproves them. Yet they don't know who he is, and he reveals to them all of the things in the scripture that they had not considered. They were looking for a Messiah that would lift Israel up. They were looking for a political, material type of Messiah. So they were still operating, even in Jesus' lifetime, with very worldly hopes. And Jesus reveals to them the true meaning of who Jesus of Nazareth really is. The Messiah, the one who fulfills all of these scriptures, which foretell of his suffering and then glorification. And still, they're not recognizing him. Their hopes are lifted, however, and they invite him to stay with them. And he acts as though he would be going on, which is what he would have done had they not invited him in. So he's preparing them all the time through this conversation, through these events, to recognize him. And they invite him in, and he accepts. And here's some more detail which needs a little explaining. When he sits down to eat with them, it was the Jewish custom that if there was a doctor of Scripture with the company eating, that he would be the one to break the bread. Otherwise, it would normally be to the head of the household. But it's Jesus, this guest, this mysterious guest, who takes the bread and breaks it and blesses it. And in doing so, in giving them this bread, he is giving them the Eucharist. And this is evident in that at that moment when they receive this bread that's been blessed by this mysterious guest, then their eyes are open. And just for an instant, they recognize our Lord, and then he disappears. And in his disappearing, the fact of his glorious body is also evident to us. And then they know who it was that they had been speaking with, and that everything that they had hoped for and thought was lost has, in fact, been proven true to them in a way much greater than they had even anticipated. And though this hoped-for victory of Israel over the world didn't come about in that moment, the scriptures were fulfilled, and they had finally come to understand. And then they go back to Jerusalem and are reunited with the 11, who confirm also that they too had seen our Lord, or that Simon had seen our Lord. in the first readings, St. Peter and John encounter the poor man who at first isn't even really paying attention to them, but just going through his routine of asking for an alms, and they get his attention. And though they don't have any material thing with which to satisfy his request, they offer him what they have. And Peter, with the power that he has from the Holy Spirit, from our Lord, he gives this man the ability to walk, and beyond that, he gives him the really precious gift of faith. And all of us are called to share what we have received with others. Even though they may ask us for things we can't give them, we do have to give them what we have. And one of the things that all of us have is the faith in the Eucharist. Our eyes have been opened to who Jesus truly is, and that in him is the life. And so, brothers and sisters, let us reflect on these readings from today and remember with the people that we encounter, all of whom are needful in one way or another, some more than others who don't yet even know Christ or have lost the hope of life ever after, and look at things somewhat as these disciples on the road to Emmaus were looking at things on a very natural level. We can give them, and we must give them, hope and teach them the truth that we know through faith and share this with them, and so imitate the true disciples of Christ and the apostles. Praise be Jesus and Mary.